is the sound of a lamb who was just born. Her mother cleans her up.
You can see its little feet came out in its head, so it wasn't backwards or anything.
You saw it.
Right on time.
Yeah, we told her to wait, and she did.
That's David Rack. He just assisted Cindy Lou, the ewe, or female sheep, while she gave birth. Cindy Lou and her newborn are the Suffolk breed, which is good for meat, and that's exactly why David and Paula Rack have the sheep.
What do you think this little one's name is going to be?
Dinner.
Yeah. We haven't named them.
The Racks started gardening in the late 80s on their property, but didn't have farm animals until about 7 years ago. Their neighbor had sheep and goats that would graze on the Racks' property during the summer months, acting like a lawnmower. After the neighbor's animals died, the Racks decided to keep sheep. On top of the sheep, they also grow lots of veggies and fruit. The Racks also keep chickens.
What a chicken. It's been acting funny. It's just been hanging out right here. I think it's on its last legs.
Anna Tolfelt also keeps chickens on her homestead a couple miles outside of town.
Welcome to the chaos. As you see, there are goats as well.
Tolfelt's goats are for cutting back invasive plants like orange hawkweed and later on might be harvested for meat. She has other farm animals, too, that she takes care of with her partner, Tony Belbeck. They moved to Wrangell 2 years ago, but before, they worked on a remote island at a hatchery about 30 air miles from Wrangell.
I just always had this, like, sense of just kind of belonging, I guess. Like, a feeling of home. And I just remember, like, always kind of wanting to end up back here. And here I am.
On top of goats, they also have chickens and ducks. Tofel enjoys getting eggs every day, and she likes providing them to her friends and coworkers. She says she never thought she would be a chicken person, but she's definitely a chicken person now.
Big Red, he's in charge of this yard. Like, when they're free-ranging, like, he is looking around and letting them know, like, if he sees something. And I've seen them before, like, if an eagle flies overhead or something that, you know, like, we have eagles and ravens flying overhead all the time. Luckily, no problems. But he'll make a certain sound and they'll book it for cover.
They have different breeds of chickens, which produce multicolored eggs from a rich dark brown to blue.
The idea is to, have the rainbow eggs, because there's all different colors.
Then there's the ducks. They produce 4 eggs a day. Tofel doesn't have much time for growing plants, though, because she's studying fisheries and wildlife science online at Oregon State University. She has a few tomato plants, though. But Catherine Ivy with Ivy Patch Produce grows food. She's located closer to town than the other homesteaders.
Raspberry bushes over there, and I just planted some fireweed. So I have some native flowers and a few blueberry plants.
She also grows kitchen herbs like dill and parsley, lettuce, kale, mustard greens, garlic, and a whole lot more. She starts baby greens and some herbs in her 2 high tunnels, which are like large greenhouses. Ivy says that one of her bigger problems with growing produce are slugs. She tries to do as little harm as she can and not kill them. She has a few tactics to ward off the slugs.
If they're lazy, they'll go, oh, and they'll just stop and they'll start eating in the bok choy, and so then it saves my basil. But sometimes I can have a really bad slug problem, especially in that greenhouse. I've got 2 toads that live on the corners here, and they kind of keep my slugs down a little bit for me.
Ivy sells her produce through her online store and sets up a little tent where people can stay out of the rain while they pick up their produce. Ivy used to live on a boat and garden on other people's properties, but now she's thankful for her little piece of land.
It's so nice to be able to have my own place. Sometimes it gets hard. I'm out here crying in the rain looking for slugs because it is miserable. But most of the time, I just love it. Yeah, it's just amazing.
In spite of the challenges, Ivy, like Ringel's other farmers, are working the land to be more sustainable than relying on the weekly shipments from the barge. In Ringel, I'm Colette Zarnicki.